Just one question in the halakha. Some have the custom on Shabbat that they have the halot, whether it's for Friday night or Shabbat, so that's shlishit, and the halot have a sweet taste to them, which means they add maybe honey into the halot or sugar into the halot. Specifically the Ashkenazim, they have a custom to make the halah on Shabbat a little sweet. So the question is, what is the proper beracha to make on such halah? So Hakam Avadya brings down in his new sefer in Hilchot Berakot and Daf Nun He, he quotes from Maran in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samechet Se'iv Zayin, that Maran writes like this: Pata ba'a b'kisnin yesh umrim shi'i isa she'irev ba'devash o sukar o shemen v'tebalim v'hu shi'i ta'am ta'arobet nikar ba'isa. So Maran defines what a mizonot item is. So a mizonot item is a type of dough that has in it sweeteners, like sugar or spices or honey, and the sweetness is noticeable, meaning you could taste it. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, according to Maran, any bread that has a sweet taste to it, birchato bore mine mizonot. So the question is now asked, person goes to an Ashkenazi for Shabbat, or he's in a place where they have a halot, where now they're mizonot. You taste it, you taste the sweetness. Is there room to be lenient? According to the halakha, no. A Sephardi must try to get either water chali, which we call it, which is just flour and water with a little maybe salt, whatever it is, where there's no ta'am of mitikut. And if he cannot do that, let's say it's not available, then the only option he has is to be koveya se'uda. What does it mean to be koveya se'uda? Koveya se'uda means you have to eat more than the normal amount in order to consider it a se'uda. What is more than the normal amount? So according to Hakam Avadya, in the same place that we quoted, the shi'ud would be 216 grams worth. So if a person eats 216 grams worth of, let's say, that mizonot chali that we'll call it, then already is considered his koveya se'uda. It should be pointed out as well that when we talk about the shi'ud of kivi'ut se'uda, we must keep in mind that the chida holds, the chida is in the Birkei Yosef in Siman Kuf Samichet Sif Katan Vav, that when we count the Kivi'ut Se'uda, this 216 grams, it's only of bread. You cannot count the meat, you cannot count all the other things that you're eating with the bread that's in the sandwich. It's specifically the grams of bread itself. So again, we review. Halakha l'maaseh, one should be careful and check in his own house. Many times the ladies, they buy halot from bakeries. And the bakeries, they put raisins in it, or they put sweeteners in it. And therefore, they think of l'chmot Shabbat, it's like a cake. However, according to the halakha, one should refrain from eating those type of halot that have a sweetness. You should specifically eat, like we call it, the water chali, or even if they add some sweetness, enough that doesn't give it ta'am, that would be fine as well. In a case where he's buying Ashkenazi, he should either bring his own bread from before. If not, he should eat the shiur of a kivi'ut sa'uda, and only of the bread itself, without any other things included, and the shiur is 216 grams.